Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code WEALTH. That's monarch.com, promo code WEALTH.
Welcome to a brand new episode here at Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me, Brianna Manuel Pena.
Hello out there.
How you doing?
I'm good. I am really excited for our upcoming vacations and time with family, where no doubt there will be some form of Bluey or Miss Rachel or Sesame Street on the big TV, but we can still game, right, Danny?
Of course, of course. And speaking of that, this is what I'm taking during our vacation break, because I want to continue playing some games, taking a little break and all that too at the same time, is the Xbox Ally, ROG Xbox Ally. Shout out to Asus for sending me this. I know they sent one to Paris, Xbox Ally X. He's been playing that one for the past couple of weeks. So I've been playing this for over a week. And I'm going to talk about it. I think that would be great to start a conversation. Can you believe it's 1,475 episodes? Is it 74 or 75? Let me double check. 74. 1,474 episodes.
Wow, almost at 1,500. That is quite the accomplishment. I will say, Danny, what you have built with Gamertag Radio is nothing short of inspiring. And I just want to say to you and to Paris and Pete and Mandy and all the folks over the years, congratulations, because it is an incredible community and really quite the feat to make it this far and to still have the desire and the energy and the passion to keep going. I don't know many people who can manage this for this long. So I'm really impressed. Good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's not easy. Not easy. But I'm very happy to continue doing this, you know. So, yeah. We'll see. Sometime next year, we're definitely going to hit next year the 1,500 episodes. So, 1,500. We'll see. We'll see what pops up from now to then, you know. So, speaking of that, we have two interviews coming up. One is not a surprise. The one we're planning to have someone from Asus to talk about both handhelds, the Xbox Ally and the Xbox Ally X. So that's going to be a great conversation. Power's going to be joining me. That's coming out later this week. And November 3rd, I have a surprise interview. It's been in the works for a very long time, and I can't wait for people to listen to it. It's great. Ree got a sneak peek of the interview, and it was great. It was great. So stay tuned. All right, and make sure to find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamer Tag Radio if you're a new listener, you just discovered this show. And also find us. I know we have a YouTube channel for audio only, but if you want to watch the video portion of our content, you could either go to my personal YouTube channel, The Danny Pena. Just go over there and I put stuff over there, clips and shorts and interviews, full episodes and everything there too. So. All right, so we're going to talk about the Xbox Ally, the ROG Xbox Ally, the white version.
Yeah, for those who aren't familiar, ROG Xbox Ally and the ROG Xbox Ally X are the latest handhelds from Microsoft. So these are your travel Xboxes, right? We've been asking for this forever.
Long time.
And it's great to finally have them in hand. And Danny and, as he mentioned, Paris have been playing on their in-home units. They got a preview this past summer as well. So they've seen it a couple of times and put it through their paces. And we're going to hear Danny's thoughts on it in a second. But for the uninitiated, the difference between the two, besides the color, the ROG Xbox Ally is 16 gigs of RAM, 512 of memory, and it's the white mid-tier model, retails for $599.99. Mm-hmm. And the ROG Xbox Ally X is 24 gigs of RAM, 1 terabyte of storage, and retails for $999.99, and that's that black form factor. So those are the main differences between the two. Obviously, we're going to get into more details, but this console can do a lot. It's not just for Xbox games, right, Danny? There's a lot of different storefronts there.
Mm-hmm. And I want to bring this up very quickly. I'm going to talk about my experience. I know a lot of people have been talking about more about the specs because, look, the majority of people don't care about that. I think the majority of people care about, like, is it worth me buying a $600 handheld console, a handheld device, or a $1,000 handheld device? Is it going to be worth it for me? Is it going to be easy? You know, that type of the experience. How is it playing games, right?
So, practical takeaways.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up because I think it's very important because us, you know, the geeky, hardcore fans love specs and graphics. We're always going to be talking about that, but the majority don't care about that. The majority care about experience. So just want to put it out there because I know a lot of people are going to bring up about specs. Of course, this is not like the LIX, which is more powerful. You could do way more stuff in there. But I'm going to compare this also to the Steam Deck. Steam Deck been out for a while, and I have it here too. I have the Steam Deck, which is behind me, which I'm going to get. And also I have my Switch.
Yeah, and while Danny's grabbing those, just a quick note that these Allies are, as I said, meant for Xbox, of course. You know, they're built with Xbox in mind. They have Xbox-dedicated buttons on the faces. But you can play all kinds of things on these machines. So as Danny's holding up his Ally next to the Steam Deck, the OLED Steam Deck.
This is the old Steam Deck. This is the...
Oh, that's not the
high. No, this is not the OLED. This is the first gen, the one that costs more. Not the lower tier, higher tier.
But the top old tier one. First gen Steam Deck. Mm-hmm. You can see that the Steam Deck is a little bit wider. The screen... maybe a hair larger, not noticeably, but it is. I do know the Steam Deck is also a bit thinner because this Ally has a bit of texture and form to the handles. It feels like similar to an Xbox controller, wouldn't you say?
Yes. When it comes to, and I'm going to talk about controllers first, of course. We're going to talk about that. So the controllers for me, I like the Xbox Ally version better because of the grips. Also, I feel like the analog is a lot better. It doesn't feel as heavy as the Steam Deck. And something about the Steam Deck, I don't know what it is. Like, if it's, of course, it's a handheld, but it's not as, it's okay. It's not as comfortable as the Xbox Ally. So I prefer that when it comes to the controller. Like, the controls is amazing. Now, I also want to bring up that, which is very important, this you could play more than just your Xbox PC games. Not Xbox console. Those you could do the cloud version and all that stuff, right? This is a PC handheld. People need to understand that. I know we brought it up in the last show with Paris while talking about the Ally X version. But with this, I could play Xbox PC, Steam games, Epic Game Store games, right? And also Ubisoft Connect. I could do all that through here. You just got to download it and so on. Now, the difference between playing a Steam Deck games and a Xbox PC games is when you play Steam Deck and you're about to download a game, it will say, this game is verified, this game is not verified, this is the issues, you know, like they will break it down, right? When you play PC games through the Xbox PC, here on this device, it will do the same exact thing. But while you play Xbox Ally and you go to Steam or Epic or any other game store that's not an Xbox PC, it doesn't tell you, it doesn't give you a warning if it's compatible to play with it. So, for example, I decided, hey, let me download Call of Duty Black Ops 6 on my device through Steam. I did that. I tried to launch it. It didn't work.
Interesting.
But when I went to the Xbox app, the PC version of that, and I downloaded Call of Duty Black Ops 6 through there, it worked fine. So I was wondering why it doesn't work on Steam when I launch it through here, but it works on Xbox when I launch it through here. It's very weird. I don't know. Mm. But it plays good. Because here's the thing. When I posted a picture of this online, I noticed a lot of people saying, oh, Asus sent you the, and I quote, potato version or the weaker version of the two. Of course, it is the weaker version compared to the Ally X. But guess what? I played Luminous Arise, which you could play also indie games and so on, right? I played The Outer Worlds 2, Call of Duty, Black Ops 6. I didn't try Warzone. I needed more space. I tried a Horizon PlayStation game. Worked great. There is some games that didn't work out. Oh, Ninja Gaiden 4? Oh my God, flawless. Like, it was just great. Clear, fun, chill, right? But there is some games that didn't work for me. I tried Returnal, and it just didn't work. So the point I'm bringing that up is because it's the same thing as the Steam Deck. The only difference is I feel like the Steam Deck has a better interface where it's like user-friendly. This one, I could compare it to like, think of it as like iPhone and Android. iPhone is very user-friendly, but Android gives you more choices. It's not user-friendly. You have to get used to it.
So which one is which?
So this is, to me, it's like the Android device. And Steam Deck is more of like, it's like iOS interface.
I don't know. I would say Nintendo's iPhone. More like iOS, personally.
Well, that's but... I'm comparing the ones that is at close to price, you know? I mean,
sure.
Of course, Nintendo Switch is very user-friendly. And you know what you're getting when you download these games. You know, so
can't do anything else with it.
Just Nintendo Switch and that's it, right? But of course there is issues with this. Like, one of the issues that I see, and they can fix this through updates and so on, where I will sometimes will launch an app or launch a game, it freezes, and sometimes the control, nothing working. The touch screen is not working, the controllers is just not working, it's completely off, just the screen is on. And it looks like it's working behind, you know, in the background trying to fix it, and then it fixes, and then it works. So that happens sometimes, and I think it's because, and look, I'm not a big techie guy, but I think it also has to do with Windows. Windows is like interfering with the apps of your gaming apps, and is sometimes messing up the device. And here's the thing, when I remember getting the Steam Deck, the first 6 months, it was bugs, there was a lot of updates and so on, and then it got better and better. And I think that's what I think that's gonna happen with this device and also the Ally X. There is potential for the team to fix it and make it better. You know, so that's something that is going to take some time. So you have to, you know, have to be patient. You know, I know there's people that bought the device and returned it because they're just not used to it. They thought it was going to be an Xbox console, and it's not an Xbox console. It's a PC. People need to understand that, you know. So, and another thing, too, I want to bring up is the speakers in this. One of the best speakers, hands down, on any handheld device. It is loud and super crystal clear. Amazing speakers, that's for sure. You know, so I want to bring that up. And also the screen is great. Like, playing certain games in here, I feel like it's clearer than on my, because I don't have the Steam Deck OLED. I have the, you know, old school Steam Deck, but I feel like this one is a lot clearer. I wish this was OLED, but it's not, you know. So and just that, I feel like it's another issue. Oh, I forgot to mention one more thing. Another issue that I have is you see the controllers, you see the buttons. I'm used to pressing the start button on the right side and, you know, and so on. There's two buttons on the right side. One is for your library and the other one is start. So I'm always pressing the top button thinking, oh, this is the pause button or whatever. And it's not. I had to get used to that. And I got used to it after a while, you know, after I start using it. But every time I press this button, the whole library will pop up. So when you press that button, you will get your Xbox PC library, your Steam library, Epic, everything into one, which is really, really cool to launch games and so on, right? When you launch a game, not all of the games, some might take a little longer for the first time. So, for example, The Outer Worlds 2 took a while because it was loading the shaders. Once that loads, you're good. But it takes a while. This is not a powerful handheld like the Ally X. But once you do that, it's good. You know, so I think at the end people just need to be a little bit patient. And there is workaround to make your performance, your device have a better performance. There's things that you have to disable, and a regular casual person that buys this device thinking it's an Xbox, they're not going to understand that. And that's the part where I wish there was a better communication from Asus and Xbox to the casual audience that buy this, thinking that it's like a Xbox Series S, you know? So, and yeah, I want to bring that up. But if you have any questions, feel free. But I have been having a good time with it. I thought I was going to have a lot of issues, you know? But there was certain games I just couldn't play because it just didn't play right. And I even changed the settings. And, you know, sometimes I just want to launch a game and just play instead of me changing the graphics and all that stuff, you know? So,
well, I mean, welcome to the world of PC gaming, right?
Yeah. I mean, Steam Deck is the same thing. I had to do the same exact thing, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, Forza Horizon. So, let me ask you this. You mentioned that there's certain games you couldn't fit on it, and knowing it has a 512 gigabyte on deck hard drive versus the 1 terabyte in the LAX. Of course, both you can upgrade with the SSD card. So,
oh, yeah. Well, yeah, 100%.
If you want to do that. But I don't knowing have that, knowing, you know, like whatever your experience is with, like, with the heat and the battery life, like, how would you say the Ally compares to your, again, top tier Steam Deck? Thinking about those two being sort of like on the same playing field, like, what would you say is pluses and minuses to this one?
All right. So it's similar. I think all these devices is the same, where it all depends what type of game you play. Now, if you play a game like Hades or like Luminous or something like that, which is a lot smaller, the battery will last a long time, right? But when you play a game like Call of Duty, Forza Horizon, stuff that takes a lot of power from your handheld, the battery life is going to decrease. So, like, mm-hmm. 2 hours, 2 hours and a half, like that type of thing. It all depends what type of games, you know, and also the settings that you have also is part of it. Because if you play a game and you put it the highest setting for that device, it's just going to drain battery. And another thing too, and this happens with both this device, the Xbox Ally, and also the Steam Deck, when your device turns off while you're downloading, it stops downloading. You have to remove sleep mode in order for you to continue to download whatever game you downloaded, right? And another thing too, when you have the screen off like this, it's still draining battery in the background. Not as much, but it's still draining battery. So it's not like I'm turning it off and I'm good. No, it's still in the background for some reason draining battery. So it happens. So I think it's see, like right now I have, see, I clicked it, the screen, and this is me, boom, and now I'm in the main library, see, right here, and it's taking me to the Xbox app and so on. Like, the interface is good, I just feel like they could do a little bit better with little things here and there, you know, but it's great, man. It's easy to download apps through this device and everything, or you could use the Edge browser, and you could go through there too, you know. So, but I know the analog sticks has some lights. You could change those colors if you want. Sometimes, depending the mood or the place I'm at, maybe I have it. Maybe I have like the lights off or something in the room. This is too bright for me. It bothers my eye sometimes. So I have to you have that option to turn it off. If you want to, you know,
help save battery too.
And you can save battery too, you know, so.
And then what about the heat? Because I know we've had discussions on the show before about me and my Steam Deck, at least. Sometimes I actually have to put an ice pack on in my lap and hold it up to the Steam Deck in order to play certain things. Like, for instance, the demo for The Altars, which wasn't even the full game, completely burned out my Steam Deck. So at a point where I couldn't play it without some additional cooling. So how would you say this Ally compares?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question, because I played I played a couple big AAA games here, and it didn't get as hot as the Steam Deck, which is a plus. And the fan, while it was still in the background, you know, you hear it a little bit, is not as loud as the Steam Deck. Like, the Steam Deck is like really loud. Yeah. It wasn't like this for this one. I could feel, like, right now, I could feel the heat a little bit right here, but it's not as loud. It's not as bad as the Steam Deck. It could get hot, but not like that. I prefer this hot than the Steam Deck. The Steam Deck gets really uncomfortable. Even when you're holding it, you could feel it. Or let's say you're sitting down and you have the device on top of your lap, your legs will feel it. Like, Ree was playing the Alters, and what was it you used? Your ice pack? Like, that's not normal to play a game. That's not normal. That's not... I didn't do that at all. You know, so I'm surprised you actually used that for Steam Deck, actually. That is crazy.
I had to do.
Mine was fine. There was no issues when it comes to that. You know?
Good.
Now, the thing that really got hot, I was very surprised, was the plug. I had it connected, the original plug that came with this. I had it connected on the wall, and I think I wanted to move around. I was going to go to a different room and take it with me. And I touched the plug, and I'm like, yo, this thing is burning. That was hot.
Interesting.
More than the device.
Well, hope that's not a defect or anything.
No,
would you say overall, like, obviously we've talked about, or you and Paris have talked about the Ally X, but with the Ally being the more affordable, or quote unquote affordable model, for $600, $599.99 retail before tax, do you think it is worth it as an upgrade over folks out there who maybe have an older Steam Deck? Because that's kind of where I am, where most of our friends are. They're looking to see if they should do basically a Switch 2 or an Ally. And what would you say to those people?
It depends. If you don't have the $600, then of course the obvious choice is the Steam Deck, because you can still play your Steam games, you know. But here's the thing. No matter where you buy a handheld device, there is going to be certain games, except the Ally X, but the lower tiers, there's going to be games that's just not going to work. Yeah. It's not going to work because of different reasons, whatever, right? I wish that the Xbox Ally, the price was cheaper, because I think there is opportunity there to play certain games on the go. But also, people need to do research. If you're going to buy anything in life, anything, PC or console, do your research before you put your money in. It's going to be worth it. Is there going to be a lot of games for you? What are the bugs and so on? Do your research. I personally think that you could, if you plan to buy this, do your research and know that you are going to have more games available on this device than the Steam Deck. Way more. Mm-hmm. With a Steam Deck, you could do that, but it's like hacks. I don't want to do that. I just want to like launch a game, go through here, have the apps and download it. Now, is it $600 worth? For me, I wish it was cheaper. Yeah. I wish it was cheaper. I think if this was, let's say, same price as a Steam Deck, and maybe...
Or maybe even as the same as a Switch 2.
That's a very lower...
500 range.
Yeah, I mean, yo, go for it, because now you have the opportunity to download all these games, and knowing that not everything's going to work, you know? So, but... Yeah, I just wish it was cheaper, honestly speaking. Now, I know there's people that purchased theirs, and they were excited for it and everything, and I hope everything works out for them. It's the learning curve over like certain things that it's not going to work, and certain things do work, you know? I was surprised how well Call of Duty worked and other AAA games, like, you know, Horizon, you know, some of the PlayStation games. I haven't tried God of War yet, but Returnal, and I love Returnal. I wanted to play that game on the go, and it just didn't work on this.
Aww.
I haven't tried Spider-Man yet, and I know Spider-Man works great on the Ally X. I don't know if this works for this one, you know? So,
yeah, and maybe if Sony games just aren't the easiest.
No, honestly, I mean, Horizon is only game, plays as a game, and it worked fine. So,
Horizon works.
Yeah, it works fine. Yeah, I think it all depends on the settings. You know, some games you could put like 30 frames, like some you could put 60. Like Hades, I mean, it's a smaller game compared to those other ones that I mentioned. Yo, you could play out like 120 FPS on that one, and it's smooth. Oof. Everything's great. You know, so yeah, it all depends on you, man. What type of games you want to play? You know.
Yeah, and I will say there's also the cost of games to consider, because as we know, they're just going up and up and up. And mm-hmm. If you're making a holiday purchase decision or a purchase for a kids decision, it seems like if it's a tinkerer, if it's somebody who knows their way around PC gaming, this might be a good option for the amount that they can access, especially if they have PC Game Pass, which is different from console Game Pass. Don't get confused out there.
Yeah, very, very different. Very different.
That's really good access to a lot of games. But if it's a younger person or maybe somebody who's not as experienced, maybe the Switch 2 is a little bit easier of a use case.
Yeah, I see the potential of these devices.
Yeah. Give me one second. Maybe they're not quite there yet, but
better. I think this is more of like prototype. I don't know. It's not a prototype, but you get what I'm saying. Like, it's like the first test of what things to come. I think that Xbox needs to do a better job of communicating that, look, this is a PC, not a console handheld. Which I think a lot of people want a console handheld device.
Yeah, and things that go along with that. Like, it's simple. All your stuff moves over. You buy something mm-hmm. once and it works, period, no matter where you are. Like, that's the experience people are expecting, right? Yeah. And, you know, mm-hmm. Nintendo always being ahead of the game, that's what they've given us. And we've gotten used to that when it comes to handhelds. And so now this is a little bit more complicated. So it's a tough communication challenge for sure.
I mean, there is an option where it's a little bit easy to where you could launch one button and you could change if you wanted turbo performance. So depending of like how much power you want to get use for your battery, but also the performance of how you're going to play the game, and also including changing the settings of the game. So it could be lower graphics on the go, playing 720p and all that stuff. So a lot of people don't know about that. They just pick up and play. They don't, you know, us hardcore, we know we're techie, we're into that stuff. Look, Ree, you don't go to your console and change the settings of like quality, performance. I want this FPS. Like, you don't do that. You just pick up and play, and that's it.
The most I will do is change from Wi-Fi to wired.
yeah. For me, I just started learning that a couple years ago because I started playing PC games, you know. And I wish people understand that once they pick up this device. And look, I even went to YouTube for true story. I went to YouTube to learn on how to make this device perform better. And I got a bunch of other tips from other YouTubers, and I wish I remember his name, but he did a phenomenal job breaking down like things to disable on your Windows part of the handheld, things that you should add on your Xbox app and the Asus ROG Ally settings. And I did that, and I've been having a better experience. I hope that Asus can make some updates and add it in there so people don't have to do that in the future once they get mm-hmm. the device, you know. So, but once I did that, oh my God, I was playing all kinds of stuff, and of course some didn't work, but the things that I usually play worked, you know. So it's been good, and it's cool playing Call of Duty on the go, because I couldn't do that with my Steam Deck. There is no Call of Duty on the Switch 2, so I'm waiting for Black Ops 7 to come out, and I want to test that out, you know. And another thing, the Outer Worlds 2 works great once it launches. Wow,
that's a big game.
Yeah, I love that game. It looked great. Now, I forgot to mention this. Thank God we didn't finish. The issue that I had with Call of Duty, and this is the Call of Duty part of it, not the hand. I don't blame the handle for this.
Oh, so are we closing the chapter on the
console? Yes and no. Yes and no.
Okay.
So the way I'm gonna end it is, more games in the future should have an option where they know that you're playing a handheld device. Because it was really, look, I have glasses. It was really hard for me to read the text of like
what to choose. Oh, small text, yeah. I mean, you're talking about accessibility issues.
Accessibility, right? And all that. Yeah, so like what I did, I went to the settings and I changed and I put the text as large as possible. It was a little bit better, but for me that I need glasses, it was hard for me. It was really, really, so imagine people that have the same issues like me that they love to play Call of Duty or any other game, and the text is so small. That's something that I love about CD Projekt Red when they did when they worked on Cyberpunk 2077, right? There is a handheld settings. Now the text is a lot easier to read. And I think a lot of companies should start having that option if they're planning to release games on any of these devices. Because I was having a hard time. Really hard. It was even giving me a headache because I couldn't read the text.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, devs out there, just general note, less text. Like, just bigger.
Yeah,
bigger
less text.
Fewer words, please. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We want to read, we want to play.
I mean, if you play, you know, games like Outer Worlds and all, like RPG or like, you know, Call of Duty or any other games that has a lot of text, like it's going to be difficult. You know, how are we going to play this on the go if we can't? There's people that play games on mobile device and a tablet. Without using this, you know, so we gotta make the features better so we can have a better experience. That's what I'm saying.
That may be a bit of a personal complaint, but I like dialogue in games and I like games that have, you know, a lot of lore and stuff. But And I do remember we were complaining when Destiny first came out, the grimoires weren't in the game, but hide behind a menu, you know what I mean? Let me zoom in, let me scroll.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Hey, I have. I hope there was an option for me to zoom in. Mm. I would love to do that. There is no option.
Like, what does that gun say? What does that flavor text on that thing say?
Yeah. No, but I just want to say, you know, thanks to Asus for giving an opportunity. I was really curious about this because I played it a couple months ago, and you know, it's a good device. It could be better. You know, it's not perfect, and I think it's like they're all learning. Xbox is learning this, they are, and I hope they make the interface, just the updates better, the performance better in the future, you know. So, and if they ever release a future device, you'll make it even more powerful and cheaper than this one. So, just want to wrap it up.
Like cheaper.
Yeah, why not?
We'll get it, but we like it.
I'm going to tell you, if they had the right price for this, cheaper than the 600, oh my God.
I mean honestly, I think if it was head-to-head with the Nintendo Switch 2, they would have a lot more excitement for holiday shopping season. I will say, even just in my personal life, anecdotally, you know, I'm the gamer that people come to a lot of times to ask about these things. Is X worth it, or should I buy this for my kid? Mm-hmm. And so most of them I have to recommend the Switch 2 because A, it's $100 to $150 cheaper, has bundles, and is easier for a lot of kids and a lot of people who aren't buying them for themselves, right? Like most people gift a console or a handheld to somebody who wouldn't buy it for themselves, which is usually someone younger or less experienced with gaming. And this is a gift for yourself. Most people buying this are not buying it for someone else. Let's be real.
Well, unless you're like a couple or something, you know.
Or you're just real generous. Like, I want to be your friend if you're throwing out Xbox Allies to everybody now, at Christmas.
Can I ask you a question about this device? You try it out. What you think of the games that you tried out so far?
I've tried it very briefly, you know, less than an hour. So I don't have a lot of time in. I will say I love the speakers. It's very loud. And that's fun. Because, you know, you want the ceiling to be high so that you can find a comfortable spot for yourself. So it is nice to get immersed in a handheld, which is hard to do a lot of times.
Yeah.
They sound tinny, or the sound just doesn't get loud enough for you to really feel like you're listening to something. You know, it feels like you're watching something on your phone versus on a TV. I do like the sound quite a bit. The hand feel of the Ally is amazing because Xbox controllers are my favorite controllers, and it feels like an Xbox controller. So it's familiar, it's comfortable for my hand size. The triggers are really responsive. Not as responsive as the Ally X that has less haptic feedback, but it still feels like a good base Xbox controller. And I like the grip. The grip feels really good. The form factor of the unit feels very premium. Like, it does feel expensive when you're holding it. And the weight is enough that it feels, you know, important, but not heavy to hold and play. So I like it. I'm excited to play on it more, especially, like I said, as we have these holidays coming up where there'll be people in the house and stuff on the big TV and we're traveling. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to maybe get some of my Hades 2 time in on this, maybe even like just Fortnite late night while we're, you know, in a Airbnb or sitting in the bedroom and everybody's asleep, but I want to play a few games with our friends. Like, I'm excited for it. One thing I will say, I want to know how chat feels, like with headphones. That I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, and I did that with headphones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, I primarily game on our Series S in the house. And Quick Resume is maybe a bit of a spoil for me. Like, I've gotten so used to it. So I know that you can't do the same thing on this, and that's going to be an adjustment to go back to how it used to feel switching games. Because a lot of times we're playing with our friends, like so-and-so's on Battlefield and someone else playing Call of Duty, and they're like, oh, let's jump on Fortnite where we're waiting for so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And going back and forth between games, especially because I'm a very social gamer, happens a lot in one session. So it'll be interesting to see how that feels on this. So I still have some test cases to work out.
Okay.
But I like it. We'll see. Battery life. That's the other thing I can't speak on. Because I like to play for, you know, a few hours at a time. So we'll see how it does with all of that.
I mean, you're used to the Steam Deck. You're going to get used to that when it comes to battery
life. I mean, yeah. I've already
just
committed
to say,
putting an ice pack on the console when I'm playing. So I'm committed to the endeavor.
I know people are probably going to ask, oh, how was it connected to this on the TV, you know, using a dock? First of all, it doesn't come with a dock, but I do have a dock that Razer sent me months ago because I was using for my Steam Deck. And it's a pretty good dock. It also changes colors and all that stuff. So I played Ninja Gaiden using that dock. It didn't look great because I had it on 720 and we have a pretty big TV. So the quality was not that great. I had to change settings and I made it better, but then it was slow. Like, it was slow. It didn't really work well with it.
So not really meant for docking the same way.
Again, it depends on the game. It depends on the settings. I have to play around with it. This is before I figure out how to make it the performance better. I think I have to go back and try that again. But if I think it was like an Xbox Ally X. Oh, no, you're good. Because it's more powerful, I mean, or faster, you know.
But
I don't have that, so I have to test whatever I have on my hands, you know. So, that's about it, Ree. I think this was a great conversation, casual conversation. I was not trying to go too deep with specs, but I think this is
if you're super tech specy and you want to see what this is head to head with other handhelds or even the Ally X version, there are channels out there you can go to for that. And you know, they put the little on-screen, like, speed reader and all that stuff. We don't do that here. We're just talking about what it feels like in real life and what I recommend it to a friend. And
I mean,
I feel like that's more relevant.
Hopefully we could test it out when we go to, like, a long trip. We're going to test it out very soon.
And, like, shaky Wi-Fi. I wonder, how is it on shaky Wi-Fi?
Yeah, Wi-Fi has been great. Been good.
Yeah.
We'll see. But shaky Wi-Fi,
Airport Wi-Fi? Airbnb,
you know what?
Wi-Fi?
You know what's going to be curious? I'm very curious about this because United just added Starlink.
Oh.
To their planes.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the speed on that is going to be way better than we were used to.
We are flying United on our upcoming trip.
So we could definitely film that. Film their experience.
We'll see if I can run some Fortnite game with the homies.
right? You know what? Let's test that out. I think we should test that out. That would be cool.
We'll work on it.
That would be really cool. All right, well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Gamertag Radio. We have another episode coming out later this week, an interview with Asus. That's going to be great, a lot of fun. A lot of fun conversation. Can't wait for that. And, stay tuned until more content coming up here in future episodes of Gamertag Radio. Until next time, we're out. Take care. Bye.